Southeastern part of the United States.
I'm so self-conscious. That's why you walk Good evening, everybody. Man, it's wonderful Wednesday. You know, I'm jamming with that music. I don't own the rights to it, but I just wanted to play something to get us pumped up, get us ready for tonight's show. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Preview Show. We're aired on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we take this opportunity to talk about what's going to be on our primetime show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. So I'm really excited about being here, speaking with you, talking with you, sharing some awesome thoughts with you tonight. Let's look at today. It's hump day. Everybody said we're in the middle of the week. We're just on our way downhill so we can have an awesome weekend. I pray that everybody had an awesome day today. And we do pray that you have a great night tonight. Truly, truly. A great night tonight. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to join me at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time when we're going to be talking about some hot topics, some hot sports topics. We're going to talk about the NFL draft. The name of our show, since we're going to say the NFL draft, we're going to say champions never quit. So we're going to talk about a little bit of the draft. We're going to talk about some of the first round of the Western Conference, the first game of the Western Conference Championship. And also tonight, we got the Eastern Conference Championship. We're also going to look at the mega prize for everybody was Zion Williams. And he had an awesome opportunity last night to be possibly selected. Now, we said possibly because as the ball and the ping pong ball bounced around, it went to the Pelicans out of New Orleans. So he's looked to be drafted by them. Then second, we look, Jay Morant will be going to Memphis. And then RJ Barrett be possibly going to New York Knicks, who was very upset. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight as well. We're going to talk about the Lakers hiring a new coach. Now, to be a part of the show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, you need to make a call to the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, if you just want to go to the web link where you can just listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And you can get to tonight's show as well as all of our episodes. We had 135 episodes. See, God has been good to give us an opportunity to bring this broadcast to you, including the three others we have going on as well. So we're really excited. My team just take all of that time, this volunteer time, to be a part of this. We're excited because we're not only just being heard in the United States, that 11 other countries get an opportunity to listen to our shows that we have. You know, from countries in Europe, you can go to United Kingdom, England, Norway, Sweden, and on the continent of Africa, you have Zambia, Uganda. Over there in the Middle East, you have Dubai, you have individuals down in Puerto Rico, you have them in Canada, you have them all over the world. So we're so glad to have an opportunity to bring them some sports from the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, my promo should have gave you, but I am, so folks, anybody asks, I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus Preview Show, as well as Talking Sports Plus Primetime Show that comes on 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Again, our title for tonight is Champions Never Quit. And we've seen so many situations where individuals are considered to be champions, and they may just lay down just for a second. But, you know, the ones that have that will and the desire, they never quit. So as we look at the NBA, as they move toward the Western Conference Championship, as well as the Eastern Conference Championship, then deciding the World Championship coming up in 2 weeks, we want to make sure we look at some of the things that center around that. We're going to look at the play of Golden State Warriors, as well as the play of the other team that's involved. You know, basically you're talking about looking over in the East, you have Toronto, and you're looking at Milwaukee, trying to see exactly what's going on. Then we got Portland Trail Blazers over there last night. It was kind of handling being pretty bad, because I can tell you the truth of the matter, they allowed Stephen Curry as well as Klay Thompson to be free to shoot those jumpers, you know, those deadly shooters. Stephen was 9. He hit 9 three-pointers in the game. That's awesome. That means it wasn't that much defense played on him. But I want y'all to keep in mind, now, when they played Houston, it was tough. It was tuck and go. It was pushing. It's physical. You know, I don't think Portland's going to be as physical. They're going to try to in this next game to be physical. Take a note out of the take a page out of the book of the playbook of the Houston Rockets, but they're just not going to be physical enough. And I just think now the question is whether the Warriors can win it without Kevin Durant. He won't be back this week, possibly. Hopefully he can make it back before this Western Conference Championship is over with. And hopefully if they can hold on, then we'll get a chance to see him. If he don't make it back in this set up game, the seven games or six game or five game. A lot of people think it's going to go five, and he'll be for the championship. Possibly some people said Milwaukee, some said Toronto. So we'll keep an eye on that. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And we're also going to look at Kyrie Irving. We're going to see his choice. What would be his decision? You know, after the lottery last night, the NBA lottery last night, we had an opportunity to kind of see where players are going. Now, just don't get caught up just because some ping pong ball bounced in the corner of those teams. Those teams may not select those players. They said there's only two players at the top that distance themselves a little bit from the third player, but tremendously from the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and all up to 30 or 40 players. Now, we're just talking about Zion Williamson as well as Jay Morant there at the top. And there's a good chance New Orleans Pelicans will draft Zion Williamson. And then we'll, again, as I said earlier, a good chance that for sure Memphis will draft Jay Morant because they really need him. They could use him. Now, for the mega, for the fanfare, Zion will be there at New Orleans. It's a small market, but it's going to bring such an exciting opportunity to have a young man like that in New Orleans. So it's going to be awesome there. Now, the question is, what exactly New Orleans is going to do with Anthony Davis? We're going to talk about that as well. What will they do with him? Will they trade him? Who has the assets to trade for? Which one of the teams? Is it the Lakers? Is it the Knicks or the Celtics? Some seem to think the Celtics won't have it because no one really want that 14, 15, 21st pick. And I don't think they're really willing to give up Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown or any who it may be there. You know, we had Terry Rozier on the First Take, as well as they had him on Get Up, and he was talking about if the same setup is brought back for 2019-20, he wants to be traded. He wants to be out there. He don't want to be there at Boston because it's sort of, to a sense, dysfunctional. It's a good chance that, you know, we want to keep in mind that Kyrie probably won't be there next year, and maybe that'll correct. But I think some of those young guys, if we're going to look at that a little bit tonight and talk about it, a little upset because of Brad Stevens as a coach brought back his favorite son and Gordon Haywood and brought him in and mixed him into that lineup. And a lot of those young guys was real upset. Now, if you look at two situations or two major teams that's always been at the top, Hall of Fame teams, got players and championship, the Boston Celtics, it was looking good. They had dysfunction throughout the year, but they still looked good enough and they played good. Then you had the Lakers. When that happened, when Anthony Davis was thought to be going to be traded, those players thought they were going to be traded. They act like they was not professional anymore. They was acting like little boys. No one wants to move on where they're supposed to be. Now, no problem. Not disrespecting them. Just saying you're a professional and you're on a job. You might get traded, but you're still going to make those $6, $7, $8 million you're going to make. Then you see the same thing goes on in Boston when it was not about a trade, but not having playing time. The Celtics had that problem as well. You had Kyrie, and everybody couldn't play with Kyrie. That's what they say. But the bottom line is those young men was mad, not so much about Kyrie coming back, but Gordon Haywood treated as a favorite son. We're going to talk about that tonight. Again, the call-in number for our show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time is 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to be a part of this show, we want you to press 1. And I'll identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to come on with your question or comment. But let us know who you are and your location. So we look forward to having it. Now make sure you mute your phone because we're picking up some background. And make sure if you have to be in a certain spot in your house when you're talking, get to that spot. You know, and so we can hear you clearly because we want it to be exciting. We want to hear everything you have to say because it's key. You're going to be talking about champions never quit. And we want to hear your thoughts about it. as well as just being able to share our thoughts as well. Now, let me talk about the team that works with me at that primetime hour. I have an awesome team. I'm so glad to have these young people that are willing to volunteer their time and be a part of Talking Sports Plus at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Four coaches, and one of them is not a coach, but he's a radio personality. I want to introduce them, just like I give them a raving introduction when I talk about them on the show. I had a young man, Hale, from Huntsville, Alabama. That's his home now, but he's from Central Alabama. He's coaching middle school basketball. Have, to his credit, in the last 7 years, 6 girls basketball championship, 4 boys basketball championship, 1 football championship in the middle school division up in Huntsville, Alabama. So we applaud him. He has a slogan. Ain't no fun when the rabbit have the gun. So everybody said it about him. But he's our king. He's been named our king. He's very successful. Coach Tremaine Elwood. We have our young lady of the show, our millennium, that come hard. You know, she's really excited about having a chance to be able to be a part of the show. And she come and bring that the analytical aspects to it. She's known as my daughter, I love her so. Just had a birthday last week, and that's Coach Lauren D. Smith. Then we have 2 other co-hosts, and you couldn't do it without these 2 gentlemen. Tonight, Coach Tony Stallworth, we call him Touchdown Tony Stallworth, will not be with us because he's a speaker at a high school graduation down in South Alabama. So he's a speaker for the night, so he's going to tell them some great things. But we will truly, truly be praying that he's successful, pray for his safe travels back and forth to where his destination might be. So that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. And last but not least, our radio personality. So proud to have this young man part of our team. You can hear him from Fort Walton Beach all the way up to Montgomery, from Montgomery over to the west part of Alabama, which is Demopolis, Alabama, from there to Troy, Alabama, down to Dothan. So if you're traveling that way, you just go to 94.5 and you can hear none other than our radio personality, Darryl, and he's the conductor of the E-Train that traveled from those spaces I just mentioned, Elliot. So we look forward to him being with us as well. So we have an exciting show that we are planning for you tonight. Like, I'm trying to go through some of the phases of it. You know, I only try to stay on about 20 to 30 minutes because we'll be coming back at 8 o'clock and we'll be balling for an hour. And you can join us then. We appreciate you joining. I make sure all the individuals that's on here now, I give you that shout out because you're taking your time to do this. And I really appreciate you taking time to be a part of this. We're just trying to bring you a voice of our historical black colleges and universities, all the high schools, as well as middle schools in the southeastern part of the United States. So we want you to be a part of it. So make sure you call in. If you just want to listen to the show, the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. Now, if you just want to listen and go to the internet, just go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Smith Way Production. Now, we're being broadcast 3 different ways at this point where I'm sitting up. We're using 3 vehicles, and also a 4th one is a podcast. We're being broadcast for those individuals on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Dr., which is D-R-L D'Alberto Smith. If you're a member of you're one of my Facebook friends, you're checking me out, and I give you a shout-out as I get to the end of the show. Over on Instagram, we're being broadcast live through Instagram, and that's Coach D-R, which is Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And then we also we're doing our Twitter. Now, we have several Twitter accounts, but we're using at Lorenza D. Smith. So we're so excited by having a chance to come before you tonight and just share something. Again, it's hump day. It's wonderful Wednesday. And, you know, we've just been blessed to get to this point in life, and we just want to bring you something that you can experience. What we want you to make sure you do, get comfortable. Get you a cup of coffee, if you got a coffee cup, I'm going to show you my coffee cup. However, I just have some water in this cup that I want to keep my whiskers wet. Get you a cup of tea. Also, any other libation you want to have, it is fine. And you can get you some pastry. You can get you a honey bun. You can get you a Danish. You can get you some cake. Sit back, relax, and check us out while you watch the game. There's no problem. We know the game is going to be on, but we want you to check us out as well. That's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You have to plug in your ears, earbuds, do that. Check us out. Put your headphones on, and you can watch the game as well. You know, I was told one day I was at a game. We were out tailgating, and a guy was saying, man, you need to turn that music down. And the guy distinctly said, I thought you watched the game and not listen to it. And, you know, like, I thought the guy was being sarcastic, but it makes sense. I can watch that game without hearing anything unless I just want to hear those announcers, those pundits, and those talking heads just talking and just carrying on trying to keep us up to date when we can pretty much see it. So it is a great opportunity. It's broadcasting, and I appreciate all my colleagues and all the things they're doing. So make sure you join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're also going to look at some historical black college and university storylines. Some spring sports results. Most of the schools, not all the schools, if they're not have that graduation, they'll probably have probably going into the next week or so and they'll be finishing up, because we're getting closer to high school graduation in certain areas, even though in some areas they have them the 1st of June. So most of the spring sports are over with. Champions been crowned. If not, they're being crowned this week, or they was crowned last week or the week before. We want to give a shout out to one of the young men, that the coach that was on our show from Alabama State University, track and field coach at Alabama State University, Coach Richie Bean, one of my fraternity brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, for being recognized as being the winningest track and field coach in SWAC history. He has won over 37 SWAC championships. That's Coach Richard Bean at Alabama State University. Around 35, 36, 37. I think he just won recently. He won the boys, the men's, and women outdoor track championship. So he's up to 37. A total of 47 championships. 37 as a head coach, cross country, indoor, outdoor track and field, and 8 or 9 as an assistant. We applaud Coach Richard Bean. He was on our show. We appreciate him joining us before he got season started. And that's the type of guest we're going to bring to you on our Talking Sports Plus show, as well as our Talking Real to You that we have on Monday night, or the Dr. Lowe show that comes on Tuesday night, and on Friday, Balling with the Doc. So we're really ready to bring. This is a vehicle. All of this opportunity you have, if you want to be a part of, give me a call. Email me. Go to Facebook, send me a message, you know, messengers, send me a message, you know, tweet the show. The email will be LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com or TalkingSportsPlus@gmail.com. Every one of my shows have a Gmail account, if not a mail account, so you can check us out. Just go to Facebook. I'm posting all the time. You can see what's going on, because I try not to miss a day when I'm not marketing what we're trying to do, because we bring you something that's special. It is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to look at some high school storylines, and look at some spring sports results as well. So we look forward to an outstanding show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Again, the call-in number, if you just want to call in and listen to the show, you can do that now. You can call in to 347-857-4192. And if something that sparks you while you're listening on that call-in line, you just press 1. And you have something that's burning that you need to say, press 1, and I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to identify yourself and your location, then give us your comments or your questions. All right, we're at the end of our opportunity that we come and share what's going to be. Now, just remember, the show is 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And our title for our show, which is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, Champions Never Quit. And we're going to get it. We're going to talk about, as you say, NBA. We're going to talk about the Lakers. We're going to talk about the Celtics. We're going to talk about the hiring of a coach for the Lakers. We're going to talk about the Western Conference Championship game from last night. And we're going to talk briefly about the one that's going on tonight. So we're going to give you, then we're going to look at the storylines with the historical black colleges and universities and the high school storylines. So we got an outstanding format for tonight. So check us out at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Let me kind of share some things with you in regards to our other shows. On Friday, we have a show that's aired at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's called Balling with the Doc. We talk about the hottest sports topic. I host that show as well. That's 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We go for about 45 minutes. We talk about the hot topics. You can call in. We'll be broadcast five different ways. We'll be four different ways. We'll be broadcast Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Periscope. So we saw it, which is Twitter. We're so excited about having that opportunity on Friday. And that's Balling with the Doc. Then on Monday, we got an awesome show planned for you Monday. And this is a touch base. I see my frat brothers on there, Terrence Gibson down, Babyhead down there in Miami, part of my chapter, Rho Sigma chapter, Rho, our chapter, my brother. And we want to be able to bring some things, that's, even though it was a situation that we really try to remove from our lifespan, but it's going on. This is a shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. We will have a parent as well as one of the students who was there in the classroom where one of her classmates was killed, and she's going to come on the show with her mother, and she's going to talk about that. And this is Mental Health Month. We want to, May is Mental Health Month, and we're going to talk about some things dealing with that. They don't mind telling their story, and we want you to check us out on Monday on Talking Real to You at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number, if you want to call in and listen to the show, that's 347-857-4192, or go to the web link, and you'll be able to check the show out by web link. That's Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll have Miss Tia Bell Williams and her daughter Morgan, who are victims from the shooting at the Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, will be on that show Monday night. Check us out. We're trying to bring you individuals. And we also, in 2 weeks from that date in June, we'll be having a good friend of mine is down in West Palm Beach down there. We both of us graduated at the same time with our doctoral degree. Well, my second doctoral degree, Dr. Joan, she'll be with us on talking about jazz and the society that she have down there in West Palm Beach, focused on music. She has an awesome group down called the Creators down there, and that she's going to be on the show in 2 weeks from there, which is around June the 6th or 5th. It's somewhere around that time. So it'll be June the 9th. She'll be on the show. So we'll have her. And we look forward to having Joan on here because, you know, she bringing some outstanding thoughts about music. She wants and still is. Performing artist, a singer, all over the world. She has performed in every country you can think of. And she's going to be here on the show on June the 9th talking about the music, jazz and music down in South Florida and all over this country. So check her out. So we look forward to have her here. That's Dr. Joan, and we look forward to having her talking with us, sharing thoughts about what exactly is going on in that area, which is West Palm Beach or South Florida. We have a host of guests that's coming throughout our show. We're going to have guests coming in. We're going to and I do appreciate on last night, we had the Dr. Lowe show, and one of the guests that joined us, and I thought I saw her name popped up on Facebook as she joined us last night. It was at the end, and we talked about relationship. Dr. Lowe is all about relationship. That show is on Tuesday night, every other Tuesday night. And we talk about relationships some of the issues dealing with relationship. And she was one of the individuals that joined us on the previous show. And this was part two of Don't Get Comfortable in Your Relationship. And she joined us. That's Ministress Shannon Hendricks People joined us late last night at the closing of the hour. We had an outstanding show last night. That show is at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday night, every other Tuesday. So we won't have a show this upcoming Tuesday, but we will have the Monday night show. So our show rotates. We don't have it every week. But our Wednesday night show is every Wednesday. So we do appreciate you joining us. We look forward to having an awesome time in about 30 minutes on Talking Sports Plus Primetime. My co-host, they're looking forward to talking with you, but we're going to talk about the title, which is Champions Never Quit. Champions Never Quit. So we're gonna get at it, and we want you to be a part. We're going to make it do what it do. We're going to keep it 100, like the young people said, keep it 100. So let me take this opportunity to give a shout-out to those individuals that's joining me on Facebook. And I do appreciate it. Again, my fraternity brother, who is giving me many shout-outs here and throwing some reply, and I appreciate shouting out. And that's Brother Terrence Babyhead Gibson out of Miami. And I appreciate it. Like I said, my immediate past president of Rho Sigma Chapter in Miami, Florida. Frat brother, I appreciate you. As well as we're looking at other individuals who took time to say they want to be a part of this. We have Ella St. James. Thank you, Ella St. James, for joining us. You've been here with us before. My nephew, Deacon Reginald Roof. Thank you, nephew, for joining us. Shannon Peoples. I just mentioned Shannon. I appreciate her joining. She said, great title, and I appreciate her joining us and being a part of it. Is this Nikia, Nikki Gladson Lomax? My thing is kind of blurry here, and I'm trying to make sure I see it. Katrina Feathers. Katrina's joining us often. Thank you. I do appreciate it. The support is definitely appreciated. Tiffany Davis. And I thank you, Tiffany, for joining us. Tip, and that's what I call her. And she knows she's a niece of mine. That's one of my niece. Thank you, fam. David Allen Ship, one of my players from down in McKenzie. If not, I can remember him from McKenzie. And I thank you, David, for joining us. It was back in the days in the 80s. I appreciate it. Then we have Tisha Miller. Thank you, Tisha Miller. Then I have Miles Brown, another one of my ball players from McKenzie School. Miles plays football and basketball for me when I was down there coaching football and basketball in a small area in South Alabama. Just enjoyed being down there with those individuals that gave the greatest effort and just made that McKenzie a special place to be. And I appreciate it. He's now the principal of McKenzie School. And last but not least, Maria Incarnacho. And I'm going to get it right because I see her on here a lot. I'm going to get it right, Maria. I'm working on it, man. She's joining us often, and I do appreciate it. And we're going to have an even outstanding show a little later. It's going to be awesome at 8 o'clock. So make sure you join us at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. Check us out. The title and the show title is Champions Never Quit. So we're going to have a great time at 8 o'clock. So call in or go to the web link and check it out since you got an opportunity on Facebook. If you miss it, I'm going to have on-demand episode, and we'll come back and I'll post it from Blog Talk Radio. I'll post it on Facebook. A couple ways I'll put it through Google Plus. I'll put it on LinkedIn. I'll make sure it's on Twitter. I'll make sure it's on Instagram. I just make sure it's being seen so many ways, and you can check the show out. But like I say, you can go back to Blog Talk Radio. Now, this one right here, I will post again on Facebook. It'll be on a watch party, so you can check the watch party out a little later. And I normally, you know, just like last night, I started a watch party about 11:30. And Notice there was almost 40 or 50 people on there checking the watch party, and I do appreciate that. And I was just pressing, trying to make sure I wave at them in the process and let them know I appreciate them joining me at that late hour in that watch party, dealing with the show that we had last night. Don't get too comfortable in your relationship, you know, because, you know, with the partner you have, some people get so comfortable they take you for granted. And that was on our show from last night, and that's the Dr. Low Show that was aired at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time last night. That's every other Tuesday. But this show will be coming to you in 26 minutes. That's Talking Sports Plus. Make sure you give us a call, 347-857-4192, or go to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com, The Smith Way Production. It's been awesome. I appreciate everybody taking time to join me. It is always good to have you in the present. I was spinning so fast on it, I missed one individual. I don't want to do this. And it's Sharon Gaint. Sharon Gaint. So I appreciate it. You know, some of these, I do appreciate everybody joining us and being a part of this. This is a special thing. I enjoy doing this. I don't get paid a dime. I just enjoy it for bringing you sports, talking about the hottest topic, giving you a great chat about them. I love it. And my hashtag is keep on grinding. Hashtag keep on grinding. And my second hashtag is communicate for understanding. And last but not least, I always close my shows out with telling you I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night, but call us at 8 o'clock. Share your opinion about Champion Never Quit.
So breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, easy? Try to hit you with the old rock until I get flashed by the paparazzi. First class with the seat back, I still see ya in my past. You wanna